Today's Best Country, Kix 106, Emerson Drive, and Believe. It is a wet Monday morning. If we reach our high of 8, we could break a record. It's Jen in Big Country.
Some days in this job are more exciting than others, and I got to tell you, I don't think that Keith Urban is ranked up there on an exciting day, but this is definitely top five moments in broadcasting history for me this morning. We get the chance to talk to The Bachelor host, Chris Harrison. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Very flattered.
Well, welcome to Canada.
Thank you.
How long have you been here?
Not long enough to see the sun. When does that come out?
June.
Okay. I got to stick around then.
We're expecting a high of 26 today Celsius. So, bring your copper tone with you.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently that's a balmy day.
That's right. And so as announced earlier this morning on our good friends at Breakfast Television, we have heard that The Bachelor is coming to Canada.
Yeah, it's a long time, and I think long overdue that, our show has been so hugely popular up here for so long, and, the Canadian characters we've had, Jesse Palmer, Jillian, and Rated R, they have resonated so well that, it's just a no-brainer to do a Canadian Bachelor, 100% Canadian.
Okay, well, because I have a little beef with the Canadians y'all choose to put on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette sometimes.
Here we go.
Not all of them.
Not all, no, just 90% of them. Like, okay. Every year I'm like, oh, God, not again, except for Jillian, of course, who was lovely.
You didn't like the Baconator?
I guess I didn't get a chance to know her that well.
None of us did.
No, it was kind of gone. And this is the thing. Sometimes the Canadians you guys pick are, like, really deleted quickly.
Yeah, well, but you know what's funny is they have, the characters have resonated so well. I mean, even you look at Rated R, who was very controversial, but, I mean, he was such a big figure. And Jillian, and I find that the Canadian characters, and this is why we keep bringing Canadians down to join our show, is they are so sincere and genuine and emotional. And they give you everything that you want in a show. I can't imagine doing a show with 25 Canadian women or men, for that matter, when they do The Bachelorette. It'll be fantastic.
So what will happen then when and people can start, the Bachelorettes, Canadian Bachelorettes can start casting today at CityTV.com?
Yeah, like right now. Go to CityTV.com and you can start applying.
So now what will happen then? Will we see any more Canadians on the U.S. version of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette?
Absolutely. And I should say this is going to be in conjunction with our show. The Bachelor, our version of The Bachelor, is not going anywhere. We'll still be on in the winter and spring, but the Canadian version will be on in the fall, in which we haven't been on in a while. So everybody will still get both their daily dose of our version as well as the Canadian version. But yeah, this won't stop us from casting up here and accepting applications from Canadians. Of course, we love it.
Chris, is insane because as soon as you said debuting the fall, I watched our producer and my co-host Jen there. They just vibrated. Literally, they were shaking like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, they're going to start shooting probably this spring and summer. They're going to get on it. And they have a lot of work to do because the show has not been cast. I mean, literally, they just went live this morning and they're looking for that special guy. They're looking for the ladies. And, it will be uniquely Canada. They're going to travel all across Canada. And obviously, whoever the person is will dictate probably in large part where the show kind of goes and where the dates are. But, there's so many places. We've used Canada as a backdrop quite a bit, whether it's Vancouver, Whistler, Calgary, Banff, and up here in Toronto. And we've been around quite a bit as well. I mean, it's a beautiful place to shoot.
So far, never in Winnipeg, sadly.
Well, you've never invited.
Yeah. You have to, Chris, listen, tell the powers that be, you have to go to Newfoundland.
You have to.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
So, Chris, the other thing we heard this morning that was, I got to tell you, two questions. Do you already know who the Bachelor Canada is?
No, okay. No, and he has not been cast either. Okay. They're still, they have some candidates, but they're still very much looking. So if you have a great guy and you want to nominate him, you can do that as well.
Yeah, sorry, I'm married, unfortunately, so I'm out.
Well, there you go. Then, they're definitely still looking then.
Now, and the only thing that I got to tell you, the only part of the news this morning that made me a little sad was that you won't be the host.
Yeah, you know what? Logistically, it just did not work out because they're going to shoot, while we're shooting our own version of The Bachelorette.
Right.
But in talking to the producers, we have decided some way I'm going to be involved.
Okay.
I'll show my face somewhere. And we haven't decided where yet, but we've been throwing around ideas, so I'm definitely I'll be there.
Okay, well.
Chris, wait. Chris, before you go, before anything wraps up, you have to do something, okay? Just for my own personal amusement.
Yes.
Could you say that line that you do in The Bachelor about giving away the last rose?
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
Ladies, Winnipeg, this is the final rose tonight.
We're actually in Kitchener. I was just making fun of Winnipeg. We live in a nicer place, Winnipeg. But still felt the same. Swoon.
I wish you could have seen them, Chris. You're like the Beatles.
And now I have to take a moment and say my goodbyes.
Okay. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll be watching for you on The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, and The Bachelor Canada.
Thanks. I appreciate you guys having me on. It's been good being up here. And I'm really excited. And I'm proud that the franchise is expanding and coming up here, because there's such a fan base up here, and they deserve it.
We'll be watching.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye.